Good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, February 23rd, 2016. I beg your pardon. Today it's Wednesday. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening. Amnesty International has expressed concern over the slow pace of implementing Zimbabwe's new constitution.
Zimbabwe's constitution is almost, you know, 2 years old, so it's a long overdue, not only discussion, but, you know, practical step to ensure that, you know, the country's laws, you know, comply with the constitution.
And the human rights lawyers express concern over what they say is the deteriorating human rights situation in Zimbabwe.
It is our observation that the key drivers for these violations include the state of the economic situation, the threats of the looming drought.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
A global human rights watchdog, Amnesty International, has expressed concerns over the slow pace of implementing the new constitution in Zimbabwe and the continued hindrance of the freedom of expression, speech, as well as failure by the state to deliver justice to those whose rights have been infringed. The organization, which today released its 2015-2016 annual human rights report at a press conference at the Nelson Mandela Foundation in Johannesburg, noted that many countries in Africa and the rest of the world continue to violate human rights. The report said there is lack of freedom of association, freedom of speech, and other fundamental rights in most nations. For perspective, Studio 7 reached human rights expert Arthur Gwagwa, who says there is need for Zimbabwe to align all laws with the new constitution in order to fully protect people's rights.
Zimbabwe's constitution is almost, you know, 2 years old, so it's a long overdue, not only discussion, but, you know, practical step to ensure that, you know, the country's laws, you know, comply with the constitution. But I think what's much more important is that after aligning the law with the constitution, is there going to be any change in the country? Because it is good, you know, to do the technical piece, but where it really matters is compliance with the laws once, you know, they've been aligned with the constitution. But also I think what is important is, you know, to prioritize, because, you know, there are other pieces of legislation that are more important. I think all laws are important, but, you know, there are others that are much more, you know, pressing. For example, we've got the Criminal, you know, Codification Act, you know, that, you know, penalizes people when they insult the president. Although the Constitutional Court struck out, you know, that provision a couple of weeks ago, saying that, you know, insulting the president is now allowed. I think we are yet to see whether that judgment by the highest court of the land is going to be respected.
Mr. Gwagwa, the report reveals that many countries in Africa and the rest of the world continue to violate human rights by hindering freedom of association, speech, as well as failing to deliver justice to those whose rights were infringed. What's your view on this?
The second point that Amnesty is talking about is the continent-wide, you know, violation of the right of freedom of expression and association, what we call, you know, civil liberties. Yes, that is very important, because civil liberties are not only an end in themselves. I think we are born with an inherent, you know, desire to express ourselves, you know, to associate. But they are also backbone rights insofar as political participation is concerned. As you know, we had elections in Uganda, and a few other countries are going to be holding elections later on this year, like, you know, Zambia. Very, very important on democratic countries on the continent. So it is important that we see a commitment by the governments, you know, to respect, you know, the right to freedom of association, right to freedom of assembly and speech, because, you know, they are fundamental to the realization of political participation and including electoral rights.
That was Arthur Gwagwa, a human rights expert, speaking with Studio 7 from London.
A The issue of human rights took center stage at the parliament today. More on the story, here is Ivan Chifera.
In a brief to the Committee on the State of Human Rights in the Country, Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights Senior Programs Manager Zimbabwe Chimbwa said it was regrettable that these violations are occurring despite the adoption of a constitution that guarantees these rights.
It is our observation that the key drivers for these violations include the state of the economic situation, the threats of the looming drought, to some extent the embedded political polarization, and also to some extent the lack of political will by some state agencies to implement human rights, especially in the realm of economic, social, cultural rights.
He said evictions and destruction of houses in urban areas were increasing, while informal traders were also being targeted by local authorities.
We have observed in the past year running battles that continue between this group and authorities that include local authorities as well as the police. And always the informal traders are at the receiving end of the law, sometimes unfairly, and they invariably lose some of the goods that they have that they try to use to eke out an income during these difficult times.
Chimbwa said most worrying is the fact that government departments were behind most of the violations. For example, he said the Zimbabwe Republic Police continues to make arbitrary arrests under the Criminal Law Codification Act and the Public Order and Security Act, and the organization has successfully challenged the arrest in the courts. Chimbwa said in drought-hit rural areas, food was being distributed along partisan lines in direct contravention of the constitution. The human rights lawyers also expressed concern over the state's failure to find democracy activist Itai Dzamara, who was abducted by unknown assailants almost 11 months ago. Another senior manager with the organization, Roslyn Hans, said also of concern was corruption and failure to enforce court judgments that enhance the protection of human rights. She added that the recent arrest of Prosecutor General Johannes Tomana was worrying the legal fraternity.
We are concerned that this may make it impossible for future exercise of the prosecutorial discretion without fear or favor. This also has a knock-on effect within the judiciary and legal practitioners in the private and public sector.
Committee members commended the organization for detailing human rights abuses, with some like Chief Duster Chisunga of Mbire saying there was need for the committee to investigate the abuses.
So I think there is a need to just integrate these issues into our work plan, so that maybe we investigate deeply as to which exactly areas are affected.
Others, like Senator Judith Mawire, said the lawyers' organizations should also make noise about other missing persons and not to only concentrate on Dzamara, whose organization is calling on President Mugabe to step down for allegedly failing to properly run Zimbabwe. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.